The storied history of the University of Vermont hockey program has turned out a number of players who've made it to the National Hockey League. Among them is one goaltender who stands out. Tim Thomas went on to play with three NHL clubs, and he lifted the Stanley Cup in 2011 as a member of the Boston Bruins. Now there's another UVM netminder who hopes to follow in Thomas's footsteps, Brody Hoffman. The Saskatchewan native has decided to forego his senior year at UVM to sign with the Minnesota Wild. We were curious why he wanted to go pro now instead of waiting till after he graduated.
I had a good end to the season, and it's something that's kind of been in the works for a while. So I put myself in a position academically that moving forward, the plan is to still get my degree. But as a 24-year-old, you want to take that step because you only have a certain window that you're able to play.
So given that, why did you go to college at all?
It was a good opportunity. I needed the growth, and there's a lot of exposure in the NCAA and especially Hockey East. It was a step up from the junior that I was playing, so I was able to improve and get noticed at this level.
So if you're 24 now and you felt like, all right, I better jump and take this opportunity, what advantage or disadvantage do you think your age provides you in heading into the pros?
As a goalie, I think generally the learning curve is a little longer. So as a 24-year-old goalie, I think it's kind of a good age. There's some older guys breaking into the league this year, like Andrew Hammond and Scott Darling. As a player, you generally see younger guys that kind of break through, but goalies take a little longer. It's a little more seasoning and stuff like that. So I think it's a good age for me to step into the pro level.
So 24 isn't a problem then to be just starting out now?
I don't think so. I think it's maybe teetering, though, if you get to be 25 or 26 and haven't started yet, or you're just coming out of school, then teams might look to a younger guy.
Brody, why Minnesota? Why'd you sign with them?
It seems like a great organization. Obviously, all NHL teams have great organizations, but Midwestern feel Minnesota is a great hockey market, and they just moved their AHL team to Iowa. They have a great facility there, a good fan base, so I'm excited for the opportunity.
You mentioned their AHL team in Iowa, and it's probably unlikely, although one can dream, that you'll go straight to Minnesota next year. Can you explain a little bit how the farm system works for people who maybe aren't familiar with it and where you hope to end up this coming season?
Yeah, the main team's in Minnesota, obviously, and then the American League is the next level below, and Minnesota has their team in Des Moines, Iowa. And then there's also a league below that, the East Coast Hockey League. They have their team in Alaska, I believe. So you start in main camp in Minnesota, and if you're lucky enough to make the team, then you stick there. Or then they send you down and you start camp again in Iowa. And the plan is to make that team. I'd like to play in the American League next year because, as you said, it'd be a really big leap to go straight to the NHL. And then if you don't stick with Iowa, you go to Alaska and you'd play with the East Coast League team there, and I'm on a two-way deal, so that just means I can go up and down amongst the three teams without having to clear waivers or anything like that.
And you're hoping to be in Iowa?
Yeah, that's the plan. Obviously, it's a big step from college, but I'm hoping to put in the work this summer and make the team in Iowa.
Can you talk a little bit about the difference you think you'll find between college play and the pros, even just the jump between America East and then the AHL?
Yeah, from Hockey East to the American League, it'll definitely be a quicker game. Bigger guys, the plays will just develop faster, so I have to work on my footwork and reading plays and stuff like that, so I'm anticipating what's going to happen. But I think it's kind of a fine line, though. Guys are so good at this level that they kind of break through, and it might not be a big jump in some ways, but it'll definitely be a faster game.
Faster, so that's where the footwork's going to really come into play.
Yeah, I think so. For me, I'm a big guy, so if I'm able to keep up with the play and stay square, I'm usually in a pretty good spot.
So if everything goes as you hope it to, how soon do you think you could make it to Minnesota?
That's a tough call. I mean, to stick would obviously take some time. I have a lot of learning to do. I'm excited to start working with the goalie coaches in Minnesota and stuff like that. But you never know, because if a guy gets injured or something, you might be an emergency call up and you might get a game or two. But I don't see it happening next year, or maybe even the year after. It'll take some time, but that's definitely the goal.
I know you're now leaving UVM, but let's go back to your decision a few years ago to come to UVM in the first place. What made it the right school for you?
I like the look of the city. I actually didn't have a chance to visit, but I did a lot of research online, looking into the school and the city. And I'm from a really small town in Saskatchewan, so Burlington was a smaller city. It didn't seem too overwhelming. There wasn't the big financial district or anything like that. And I don't mind being outdoors and stuff, so the thought of Vermont, it was a nice place to live. You can kind of get away from school, get out away from the hustle and bustle, so I thought it'd be a good fit for me.
And were you right?
Yeah, it was great. It was probably the best 3 years of my life. I couldn't have gotten much more out of the experience. Maybe would have liked to win a couple more games, you know, still be playing, but it was definitely a good decision.
You know, we hear a lot about how difficult it is for D1 athletes, particularly in the big football and basketball schools, to focus on both academics and their team pursuits. How are you able to do that? And do you think you're being successful at it?
I think so. Being as close as I am to my degree, that was a goal. And the promise I made to my mom is that I will finish at some point. But I think organization and time management's a big thing. If you have a weekend without games or stuff like that, you definitely have to be working hard, because when playoffs roll around, you're leaving Burlington on Wednesday or Thursday. So you missed two and a half days of class. So try to develop a relationship with the professors, make sure they're understanding of your situation, but you definitely have to stay organized.
But I can remember from my brief playing days in college that you can't always take the classes you might want to take. You might not be able to major in what you'd be majoring in if you weren't an athlete.
I was lucky enough to get into the business school, which was my goal. I concentrated in accounting, which I was also able to stay in. But as you said, the coaches give you your schedule for workouts and practices, and then it's kind of your responsibility to make your school schedule around that. They have some leeway for seniors and stuff, but if you're just in introductory classes, they generally make you switch out if it conflicts with hockey.
So if you don't wind up making millions in the NHL, what's your plan?
Hopefully by the end of my playing career, I'll have my degree through summer courses and online courses. And then I'm majoring in accounting, so something to do with that, maybe cap management or something in sports. I think that'd be pretty cool, or get into financial stuff.
So you might have to wind up in one of those cities with a big financial district after all.
Yeah, I might. I don't know. We'll see.
What's one memory you're going to take from your time with the Catamounts?
Probably my biggest memory on the ice was beating Boston College this year. I was kind of going through a tough stretch, and got a chance to play in the playoffs there and played pretty well, and we were able to beat Boston College, which we hadn't done before. So that was big, not only for me, but for the program.
Before I let you go, what music do you listen to before you have a big game to get yourself pumped up?
Yeah, I mix it up. I have there's some country to kind of ease the mood. There's lots of Eric Church on there.
Well, Brody Hoffman, good luck next season, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.